Going well, how's it going?
2 weeks from Saturday, the first preseason game. Is that kind of frightening, or are you just ready to feel like you can take out there what you're learning?
Everybody's just excited for that part. 2 weeks, it's a long time in camp, but I think everybody's just counting down the days when we can actually get on the field in front of people and showcase what we've actually been doing.
This team uses the tight end a lot. Is it better to be a tight end here than any other NFL team?
I would assume so. From the numbers, it seems so. I mean, so far I've been very fortunate to receive a lot of passes and opportunities in practice. So I would say it's probably the best team to be a part of if you're a tight end.
Looking at where the Chiefs are at tight end, you obviously have one guy who's not practicing right now. You feel like the Chiefs are showing you a lot of putting a lot of faith in you, not bringing maybe a veteran in to kind of fill that hole, at least for the time being?
Yeah, you could say that, but I think it's early. I don't want to get ahead of myself. It's second day of rookie camp, so I wouldn't want to go too far in saying that until we're into our first couple preseason games and see how I really perform with the pads on in front of the people against other people.
James, at the same time, like, the football players have to have goals, right? So you don't want to get ahead of yourself by saying, I want to do that. Like, as a goal, it was safe to say, you hope to earn playing time off. Are you gunning for the number two tight end job? What are your goals as far as playing time?
Well, I have a lot of goals, some that I probably don't wish to share with you guys, but I definitely would say I wish to play as much as I possibly can on offense, special teams, whatever they need me on. I'm just trying to make the 53-man roster and steal as much playing time as I can.
You know, one of the things they talked about when they brought you in was kind of the effort you gave on special teams. Obviously, is that an area where you can see yourself at least trying to come in immediately and doing some good things there, special teams, kind of just whatever they ask?
Well, I definitely think I can help in that area just because I'll give effort on whatever special teams ask me to do, so I'll get to depend on what they want me to do, but it's their choice, and whatever they choose to have me doing, whether it be punt return, kickoff return, I'm going to make sure I do it to my best ability.
What are you doing so far, but what's it been like working with Alex Smith out there?
It's been awesome. I've never had a quarterback who's been so in tune with the game, knows the defense so well. He makes it easy for me, especially in the huddle. In OTAs, playing with the ones, it wasn't always easy, and he made sure to help me out when he saw that I was struggling, so it's been great so far.
What are you most focused on? What have the coaches been telling you need to improve on to get on the field as a tight end?
Well, I think I need to improve on every aspect of being a tight end, blocking, pass catching, route running. There's some things I do better than others, but to play in the National Football League, you got to be able to do every one. So.
What do you feel like you do better than others?
I like to believe I'm a pretty good pass catcher, but at the same time, I still got a lot to learn. So I say overall tight end I need to improve on.
A couple more guys.
How are you using this time? Is it a lot like what you guys had in rookie camp before, or is it a step up before the veterans get here? What is this like for you right now these days before the vets come?
I'll say it's definitely a step up because we get a lot more reps, a lot more opportunities. It's different when you're out in the heat and you have to run 15 plays back to back to back. You learn a little bit more about yourself. Your technique might get better or get worse, but you learn a lot more. So I think it's a lot different, but it's very beneficial. So
you're glad to have this before the vets come?
Oh, I'm extremely happy to have this before the vets come. It also gives me opportunity to get familiar with the playbook again, get back out in the field. So when the first day I go against Derek Johnson, or luckily Barry's been here, so he's been beating me up all week the last 2 days. But when the real guys come here and you go against them, you at least have some type of familiarity with going against defense.
What do you mean Barry's been beating you up?
No.
Yeah. I mean, what's it like to go against
him? Oh, it's awesome. I mean, he's obviously one of the best safeties in the league. He can cover, he can hit. I've been watching him since he was in Tennessee, and you can just tell when you go against him, it's a little bit different than everybody else.
Between rookie minicamp, OTAs, regular minicamp, you've done a lot of work in shorts. How much are you looking forward to Monday when the pads come on?
Well, I think I'm very much looking forward to it. I think that's when you're really going to see the speed of the game, the tempo of the game, the physicality of the game change. That's when you really get to play NFL football. So I would say I'm extremely excited to see what that's about.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.